All right, as we're getting closer to the start of these games, as I said, in 5 o'clock fire, we will move this up. So you can get fair bets, T-Mill's best bets. We do it every day, usually at the end of the show. But with T-Mill's, I mean, he feels real good about these folks. He said, I need you to push this up early in the show because I got some damn winners. He said, I believe he said to me, I guarantee.
Yeah, I did use that word. You're right.
I don't think you did. I just made all of that up, but you're going with it. All right. He just used it.
Less
now.
Strong.
All right, let's get it. Let's get to it. What are your best bets before these games get started?
Yeah, real quick for the Drive family, three best bets on a Monday for you around baseball. And I'm going to go ahead and note this. This
note
is going to be a fun week because, baby, at the end of this week, some of our best bets are going to be NFL related. That gives me a little Southern blood flow. How about you guys?
It is. Why NFL related? What are you?
Because we're getting there.
Oh, okay.
We're finally.
All right.
Finally, the glory has returned. Three baseball bets. These are all starting in the next like 10, 15 minutes. So if you do want to tail, maybe you want to fade, get that locked in. First, Red Sox.
We're not fading. We're not fading. And you're on it. You're guaranteeing it. Let's go.
Red Sox money line. Boston, they are at Baltimore against the Orioles. Almost even money. I got mine at about minus 110. Red Sox to win.
God, I need the Orioles to win. Go ahead.
In the same game, under 9.5 runs for the Red Sox and Orioles. And then your last bet here on a Monday is Tampa Bay, the Rays, plus one run.
Oh, come on.
At minus 145 odds at the Guardians this evening. Those are your three best bets.
Come on, Rays. I need it, baby. I need it. There's your best bets. He's guaranteeing them. He feels real good about it. Feels real sexy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have him. Got to have him. How'd you, how were your bets this weekend?
Oh, yeah. The casino was actually, the old Navajo tribe was nice to me, man.
Yeah.
Probably came home in the green about 200, 250, nothing crazy.
Hey, got you. That mean paid for your trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a win.
Yeah, it was nice.
Wasn't too bad. Wasn't too shabby. 200.
Yeah. Come home with a couple bits.
Now, real quick, because was this like Clint's moment in Vegas? Was this a comeback, or was this a steady thing? Because Clint had to come back to get the green.
Dug a deep hole, man.
Oh yeah, he did.
I've been there.
Deep hole.
This was not the case this time, though. I honestly didn't gamble a hell of a lot at the casino. Not as much as some of the other guys I was with. But I walked in, first bet I did was I won 50, just throwing it on black. And then after that, all the profit came from slots.
All right, well, there it is. T-Mill's best bets. Go ahead and mess with that money line. Red Sox over the Orioles. Red Sox and Orioles under 9.5. I don't know if it's anything like them Orioles pitching. They may fool around and grab 9 himself.
That's fair. We did just see that.
God almighty, man. They're turning him out. Rays, Guardians, plus one with the Rays. All right, Clint, as I'm looking through here, someone text in. If Nick can trade Pierce now, he won't wait 4 weeks. He will do so as soon as he can. I do wonder what people think Damian Pierce would get traded for.
Well, if John Metchie gets you a tight end that you need in a need position and a one-round bump up in a draft pick, I think Damian Pierce gets you at least that.
Yeah.
I would think so. I mean, yeah, you got a proven player that has damn near rushed for 1,000 yards in a season, would have if he'd have stayed healthy, versus a guy that's never – I mean, hell, he ain't done nothing. And you can argue that the sickness that he went through and had to go through and defeat, that you can argue that may have taken years off of his NFL career. You know, it took years from him, but it may have took years off his NFL career. So yeah, I would think that the right team — I wasn't joking earlier, like I can't remember who I was talking to, but somebody — it was the audio from Nick Cayley talking about how they really liked him in with the LA Rams. Now that may have been Damian Pierce's coach talking.
Yeah.
More so than, hey man, like Sean McVay actually does like the style of Damian Pierce. But, yeah, I mean, I think there's at least a draft pick, you know, improvement there with Damian Pierce. If there's a running back needy team, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if that is an option right now with the Joe Mixon stuff, because you think they're one of the teams that may be looking more running back than giving up one, they would have a very, very big comfort with Woody Marks. being that guy or see someone else. I don't know. I know Cam Akers got cut by the Saints today. He is somebody that they had in the building last year that I think jumped Damian Pierce as the number two back at times here before they traded him to Minnesota. I think they got a 7th-round pick for him. That's what I was thinking, maybe something similar to what they did with Cam Akers last year.
Yeah.
But Damian does not have multiple Achilles injuries like Cam Akers did and wasn't as old. So we'll see.
There's also a play with Damian Pierce. If you don't do anything now, you're obviously not re-signing him next year, so he walks for nothing. So do you get a 6th-round pick? Do you get a 7th-round pick? Do you take one of your 6th-round picks and turn it into a 5? You know, do you get a veteran safety that you can depend on, or a veteran corner that could be your 4th corner? Do you get is there a veteran guard out there that you feel like is maybe not as talented as Juice Scruggs, but kind of like a Jake Andrews? Is there another Jake Andrews out there that's a guard that may not be, you know, the biggest, strongest, you know, offensive lineman, but is an improvement over your guards?
I think Kendrick Green's out there.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. That's not
Kenyon.
No, I know neither one of them. I don't think either one of them are. Now, if you're looking for a goal line fullback and you want to cut Jakob Johnson for it, then I'm good with that. I think them Pittsburgh folks are onto something with him playing fullback.
Also, today, if you're wondering cuts or anything, D'Amico Ryan said there is no roster updates at this time. When he had a Zoom with the media earlier today, he said they're still working through it at this point. So that is the latest there with their situation. But there was a player that was interesting that you thought could be somebody that maybe we should look out for. And I don't know how many people have talked about it, but D'Nico Autry. He is somebody, if there was a surprise one, he would be one that you kind of looked at that maybe he is not on this roster. And he seemed to be somebody that they love when you think about his position versatility, which they like, that can play inside, outside. You never want to have too many pass rushers. This is guys that multiple double-digit sack seasons. But you think he is somebody to keep an eye on about potentially not being a part of this 53.
Yeah, look, I mean, the reality of it is there's a contract there that's a bigger number that they could. There's some cap savings, significant cap savings there. He has been unavailable for one reason or another, whether it's injury or it was the PED suspension, I believe it was, when he first got to town. So, yeah, I mean, he's been a good player. The very small sample size that he's been here, that he's been healthy. And you just wonder, they really like Daryl Taylor. You know, I think they really like Derek Barnett, obviously. And so you start looking at the depth pieces. You know, inside, you could argue that I'd rather, especially passing situations, have him inside and have that package. But do you pay him $10 million, bypass the cap savings, and hope that he's legal and healthy? You know, I don't know. I just think it's something to watch. I think that is something. I think the big names on this team that are something to watch, I think D'Nico Autry's one, and I think Cam Robinson is one. I think Damian Pierce obviously is one. And I pick a name, but some of those depth linebackers, there's some really good linebackers that are going to have to be nicked from this team.
The Hansons, the Neemans, guys that help on special teams.
Yep.
As well. Yeah, there's a lot. D'Nico Autry, I don't think that's one that a lot of people are talking about. I would put that in a category of me being surprised if they did that. I get your points. I think one, you never have enough pass rushers, and mm-hmm. they love the ability of moving him inside and outside and having him on the field in a way that I don't think Taylor can do, Barnett as right. much.
Well, there's also too the injury right now helps him. You know what I mean? Like the injury allows the Texans to go, okay, we're going to leave you on this pup list, or we're going to leave you on this unable to perform list and kind of couch you for another month. And then if anything happens with these other guys, we'll bring you back and play you. So from a roster perspective, the injury kind of gives them an out, if you will, or an avenue to keep him along with everybody else. It all comes down to, do they want those cap saves? I can't remember what they are. I want to say it's $4 or $5 million that they could save. So, I mean, it is significant money. Yeah.
All right, you brought up one, and I think this is going to be the toughest decision that Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans have to make. And that is, do we keep a guy that we have committed $12 million to and keep a guy that we drafted in the second round that played in playoff games for us last year? Do we keep both of them as backups? We'll discuss that coming up.